You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Council's recent planning committee meeting took place last night, with the focus being on the mass housing reforms, which could see rates of housing re-intensification rates across Tamaki Makaurau. To learn more about the decisions made last night, I spoke with Councillor Shane Henderson on the regular City Counselling segment. The conversation touched on the pay rise of bus drivers in Auckland as well as a measure to combat staff shortages. And I began the conversation around asking about the housing plans.
Yeah, so there's kind of a bit of a context to this, but the government have basically stepped in and said, look, we've got to intensify more housing around things like rapid transit stations, around kind of central suburban areas. They've put that to council to kind of respond to and say, look, how are you going to implement the rules that we've put in? We passed last night our proposal, which will then go to commissioners to kind of rule on, and public submissions are all a part of that process as well. So I hope that all made sense, but the long and short of it is, last night we passed a vote which said, look, we are going to be intensifying particularly along rapid transit stations, so train lines, things like that. There'll be some protection in the inner central areas for what they call special character homes, which have some heritage houses in it and some not heritage. That's kind of a very controversial one for me. But that's kind of what we've done. We've put that proposal in place, and now we move on to the next steps.
And in terms of that next step, is there like public consultation or what's that looking like?
So it goes through a submissions process with sort of hearing commissioners that look at our proposal and either take it off or not. And that's going to be happening fairly soon. I don't have the timeframes off the top of my head, but it's within a month, I believe. Things will go very quickly from there.
With this intensification of housing, especially around like the transit stops, what's been like the bigger push for it in the last like year or so? And how is it going to make it more accessible for people to get into the housing market?
I think there's been a couple of drivers, actually. So, yeah, number one, I think you've nailed it with that question that, look, the housing market isn't accessible for a lot of Aucklanders, to be honest. House prices have gone runaway huge over the last sort of several years, and people month on month are seeing their dreams of home ownership disappear. The government has kind of stepped in and said, look, there's a supply issue here. We're not building enough houses in the right places, and intensified so we're keeping land values down so that we can actually build affordable homes and in places where people need them in the central city. And that's kind of the second driver, I think, to this, is that if you look at the history of Auckland in the last 10 years, where have we put a hell of a lot of the housing? We've put it in places in the outer suburbs of Auckland and then asked people to drive in. That's just not acceptable from a climate perspective. So we've needed to act and we've needed to do something different. Personally, I really support the government's moves on this. And the other thing I'll just add as well is that it's bipartisan. So Labor and National have both agreed with the changes, and so do I.
And you bring up an interesting point with the climate side of it, because people drive, like, especially considering how huge Auckland is, where people can drive from even like Pukekohe to the North Shore. And this also even like dovetails into the next conversation we're going to have about like more access for busing if staff come on for higher pay. Like, how do both like housing and improving public transport gonna work hand in hand?
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. We've got a bit of a revolution in public transport and the way we plan cities ahead if we can have any chance of tackling the climate crisis. So the traditional things, which we're still doing now, is, as I've said, we're building out thousands of homes in places like Massey that I'm familiar with. We've terrible public transport going there, and so we're asking people to drive to work across town, and that means huge climate emissions. So what we need to do is bring people closer to where they work, and we also need to put on public transport routes for people that still live further away and need to get into town and so forth.
To switch gears to public transport, it has just been announced that Auckland Council will be working with AT to increase wages for bringing in more staff. What's sort of the impact that you think you'll see beyond just the staff increases?
Yeah, so the main impact here is that I think we're going to be hopefully attracting more drivers, because we've had a bus driver shortage in the city for a very long time. There's been no clear way out of this. And what we're seeing is, with the shortages, we're seeing less services. So people are rocking up to the bus stop and finding that their route's been cancelled. They've got to wait half an hour. That's not acceptable, right? And so I'm really glad that we've stepped in and we've made this kind of move, because workers' conditions are really, really important to attract new workers. And also, it's just our duty as a public body. We need to lead by example and treat our workers right.
Exactly, especially when you look at like the public side of it. Like, even with the, let's say, the 70, when like also when traffic builds up, even being 10 minutes late on a fast running service can impact people on a small amount.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Like, people rely on these things to get to work and so forth that have deadlines. It needs to be efficient and reliable for people, otherwise they'll get back in their car. And then we all lose as a city.
To focus in on the pay part, it's 8% rise in wages with 8 million being pumped into it. Is that the end of it, or will there be like more rises on the cards?
Yeah, well, it's all that's been announced so far. Look, I think that the unions do a really fantastic job in their advocacy for bus drivers, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be continuing negotiations into the future to kind of look at the conditions there. So nothing's been announced, but these things are always a moving feast, and we'll just see how we go from here.
Especially talking with, like, COVID and even, like, pre-COVID kind of conditions with buses, with people being spaced out, with less and less staff being on. Like, how is this going to mitigate the losses that have been made during COVID?
Yeah, that's just part of it, eh? Because we're losing huge amounts of bus drivers to COVID and needing to stay home as well. And so that's another reason why we've had huge cancellations of bus routes at the moment, services for people. On a bigger issue, we've got to recover that bus driver patronage as well, which has sort of never really recovered since the COVID outbreak. That's really important for us, the city.
Finally, what are some more incentives for, aside from the pay, for increasing bus drivers or even just rounding out?
Yeah, so in terms of what more we can do, I think that's a discussion with the bus drivers union. What I would suggest is that, and Auckland Transport have been really trying to lead on this, kind of the health and safety of bus drivers. I think that's really important. You've touched on COVID. That's a really big issue. We need to make sure those buses are ventilated and they're keeping everybody safe. But also, you know, protocols with difficult passengers that can come up every now and then as well. Health and safety is always another issue in terms of workers' conditions that we're really into.
That was City Councillor Shane Henderson on the wage increase for bus staff and housing reforms.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.